welcome to this week's Shoot the Moon podcast, broadcasting live and direct from Revenue Rocket World Headquarters in Bloomington, Minnesota. We are the world's premier growth strategy and M&A advisory firm focused on IT services companies. With me today are my partners, Ryan Burnett and Matt Lockhart. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hey, Mike, how's it going? As we're approaching the end of the year here, feeling pretty good and excited. So, good to be with you.
Good morning, Matt, Mike. This morning, I woke up to the most beautiful covering of snow all over trees. And then I wake up, look at my phone, and Mike has texted me in the most gorgeous picture of a winter wonderland. And it really brought back some good feelings of what it's like to take some time and reflect, take a little bit of time to understand some little joys in life and sometimes huge joys. Even seeing some beautiful snowflakes on trees as it comes down can remind you that there's a lot to look forward to. And today we'd like to take advantage of that and look at how happiness in your life and can really help translate into business success and help be something really solid in the mergers and acquisition process. So, Mike, why don't you get us going?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we all want to be happy, right? It's important. Happiness certainly contributes to better health and wellness overall. And I think, you know, if you're working in tech services, tech-enabled services, as many industries are, you know, it's a stressful thing. And I think self-care, and, you know, we've all learned kind of that self-care is super important, kind of probably been further amplified through the COVID experience. But I think happiness and what you do every day, since you probably spend more time working, in your respective businesses, than almost anything else in your life, should be paramount. And I think, you know, happiness in your own personal happiness, I think will correlate and does translate into better business success. But there's certainly some integral components to that. And some of that has to do with just running and building the enterprise. And that has a lot to do with growth, and it has a lot to do with profit. If you frequent this podcast at all, you know that we talk a lot about, you know, profitability kind of being the right to continued employment, that you have to have, I think, a good strategy for growth and profit in the business. And if you do, it'll set the foundation for all kinds of goodness that can come in your life, not only, you know, personal growth and success, but financial growth and success, but also more importantly, building a world-class team where you can surround yourself with great people, with great ideas that makes the work much more, frankly, enjoyable. And I know for myself, that's certainly what, you know, we've built here at Revenue Rocket. I'm so blessed that we have such a great team of people that we work with. And it's a little bit of a shout out here to Matt and Ryan, as being great partners and great contributors to our mutual success every day, as well as everyone else here at the firm. But I think as we think about what we're building and what we're contributing to life in general and our ability to do great stuff for our team and facilitate philanthropy, as well as facilitate interesting, you know, M&A transactions, it all starts with sort of personal happiness and growth.
I think this is awesome, Mike. We're not mental health professionals here at Revenue Rocket, so little disclaimer there. That being said, we do get to see a lot of things, and I think that the observations that we get by being able to see so many different companies in various stages and companies that are building and growing and we're working with on the strategy side, and they're fired up and they see all of the great opportunities that they can tackle in growing their business and growing their teams and or in the M&A cycle, either buy side or sell side, you know, the opportunities to come together with a different party. And I think that part of this kind of what you're characterizing as happiness, I sort of think of it as positivity. and hope and gratitude and meaningfulness that our clients, that we see in our clients, that they see all of these things and they're just going and getting it, right? You know, it's interesting that you characterize that happiness thing. I saw a little, as we're living in the COVID land or coming out of the COVID land, we know that, you know, mental health was a challenge for a lot of people. And so I think it's getting, you know, really good attention and that's a really good thing. And, you know, happiness kind of comes and goes a little bit, but transitioning from just happiness into positivity and meaningfulness, I think that's really a great subject as it pertains to what we see in successful businesses. So great topic, Mike, especially at the end of the year, as we've got this Norman Rockwell scene out our windows here in Minnesota. It's pretty cool.
We take the other approach. If there's negativity in your business, that can translate across your team. So and it's pretty easy for a team to pick up if you're leaning in and kind of embracing the negativity. That can be hard to keep on growth paths when you see so many things in your way. So it's really important, I think, to have that positive growth mindset. I will say is if you transition this into the M&A world, buyers want to understand and engage with teams that are embracing that positive mindset. And Mike, I'd love to, what do buyers look for when it comes to this attitude? And this can be growth, it could be profit, but and just in general as well.
Yeah, I think buyers are attracted to winners, and winners tend to have a positive growth mindset. There are people that stop to ask their team if they're okay and to help them. There are people that are leaders in their community and their business, and ones that want to go to a place that will provide for, you know, not only revenue and profit growth of their business, but personal growth of themselves and their team. And I think buyers really like that. They see that as a culturally positive thing that they're attracted to, that they want to aspire to learn from. If they're a positive person. Now, I think it's pretty hard to do M&A, whether you're a buyer or a seller. I think there's a lot of challenges and obstacles and things. You know, we've often talked about M&A being the most unnatural act in business. And unless you're in the right headspace for doing those deals, you're going to struggle with getting them done, whether you're in the buyer's chair or the seller's chair. Because as an obstacle presents itself, you know, you have to sort of come to it with this concept that you're either going to be a winner or you're learning something and that you're not going to be losing. It's not a zero-sum game. And there's a lot of compromise and meet in the middle associated with M&A. And I think, you know, leaders that have a growth mindset or positive, have positivity, are the ones that find the path. The ones that throw their hands up and certainly don't provide that inspirational, you know, ray of light for their team and for the people they interact with, just don't. And so, you know, food for thought as you're thinking about your choices and kind of for 23 and growing your business and or, you know, conducting deals in the space. I certainly think that it starts with the collective team's leadership. And the general fabric of the business as you move forward is really critical to that. And it will attract lots and lots of suitors if you do it right.
Well, I think it goes both ways, right? Even for buyers, too, to demonstrate, you know, we always talk about culture as one of those fits that has to come together. And that positive, bright outlook from both buyers and sellers really is a key into culture. And obviously for buyers to be more attractive, being positive and et cetera, I think only leads to good outcomes.
Yeah, I was just going to say, not to mention the fact you get the bonus of living longer, not to completely take a right angle here, but I read a study recently that said people are generally to have a growth mindset are positive, live 7 years longer than those who don't. So I kind of like that deal as I sort of get older. I think, you know, if I can get a little bit more road under the tires just by focusing on having a positive growth mindset and being happy, I'm all in.
Cheers to living a bit longer. I think it is critical if you're looking forward and happy in life, it's a lot easier to live life. And that's a big point. Matt, where I was going is that you've worked with a lot of sellers lately, and selling your business is one of those things where you've got a lot of emotional attachment to your customers and your employees. You've got a lot, oftentimes you're monetizing your life's work. So it's a stressful process. What kind of things, Matt, have you seen or done to help sellers really kind of keep the goal in mind and to keep that positive perspective throughout the process?
You know, it's, I guess, probably a little bit more art than it is science, but one of the things that I think that we do pretty well is setting expectations right out of the gate for our clients that what they've got in front of them and what to expect, and that it's rarely a straight road, as Mike talks about it being one of the most unnatural acts in business. And so, but then also another thing that we do is make sure that there's positive interactions between the buyers and sellers, continuing to keep their eye on the prize, and that there's a reason that these two firms are coming together. It's good for everybody. You know, when you find those cultural fits and strategic fits and obviously financial fits, that's not to be taken lightly. And so keep your eye on the prize. And then also, you know, I think another thing that we do really well is keep them out of the fray of, you know, and do a good job as an advisor to play our role of not having them be involved in everything that they don't need to be involved in, so that they can stay positive. And you know, really setting that expectation on both sides of the table that, you know, it's really important to stay positive throughout the process and come together and continue to build trust. And so each deal is its own little journey. And, you know, we are dealing with people, continuing to remind everybody that if it were robots, it'd be a lot easier, but we're dealing with people. And so, you know, I think that it just kind of goes back to that where Mike kicked us off, which is, you know, stay positive, stay happy as much as you can, and everybody's going to be feeling better.
Yeah, I would add, you know, just as we think about moving through a transaction and focusing on your contribution to the deal and even post, you know, merger integration, as you think about monetizing your life's work, right? Certainly there's a component of that is somewhat, you know, self-centered, right? You're looking at, hey, I've built this thing for, you know, many years and put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into it. And now I want to, you know, monetize it in preparation to either do something else or to donate, you know, some of those proceeds to help society in general, or to, you know, whatever it is, right? Pay it forward, participate in a bigger company together. You know, there's a lot of different outcomes that could come from that. But certainly it's likely that your role and your capacity will change. And I think being able to be adaptable and nimble and flexible to what that is, and be open to, you know, working in new ways and contributing in new ways, will be critical to your own happiness. And I think as things progress and you move through that journey, that remember it is a journey, it's not a destination. Even the closing of your transaction and moving through that to the next phase is part of a journey. And having some forethought about that journey and being able to contribute in a way that, you know, makes that good for everybody that's around you, I think is super important, and certainly will help not only the outcomes of that transaction be much more positive for everyone, but also, you know, it'll be much more positive for yourself. Because I think if you make assumptions, or you're not, don't have clarity, or you think it's going to work a certain way, you know, that's really, that can be really problematic. And it gets back to some of our comments about you have to have clarity about the plan for your life if you're going to enter into an M&A transaction, whether that be on the buy side or the sell side. Because the one thing for sure that will happen with that deal is it will be a catalyst for change, not only in your business life, but in your personal life. And having clarity about, you know, what happens after that deal is super important as it relates to your happiness and long-term well-being.
Great points, both of you, Mike and Matt. For us, and personally, it's been a really great year. I've got a ton to be happy for. I get to work with both of you and work with the wonderful client base that we have. And for us, it's been a year we're celebrating and really actually looking forward to next year and having that mindset of happiness. Sometimes for me, it takes a little bit of reframing, taking a situation and understanding how it can be something that we can all move forward positively with. But when we can take that growth mindset and put it to work, it's a great thing, and it's something that we can all be grateful for. Mike, Matt, anything? What was this year for you, and what's the end of the year wrap up?
Well, I'll echo your thoughts, Ryan. It's been a heck of a year. It's been a record year for us, and we're growing, and we're adding team members, and that's a whole lot of fun. And I think that, you know, when I think it just a whole bunch of gratitude, really. I think of it as the Revenue Rocket community. You know, our customers, our clients that we've been able to work with this year and build bridges with and get to know and go through the dips and the valleys, are the greater, the Revenue Rocket team. Our teammates are just awesome and so fun to be with. And you too, you know, are great to work with. And so, you know, I just think that gratitude then translates to a lot of hope for next year and continuing to keep the snowball rolling downhill, keeping our Norman Rockwell theme here, but pretty cool, pretty good stuff. And so thanks to you guys, and thanks to the whole Revenue Rocket community.
Thanks, Matt. You know, and as a, not to add to the echo chamber, but I would echo all those comments, you know, with the addition of, you know, in many ways, our firm feels like it's new, like it's in many ways been inserted with a lot of energy and purpose, because our clients have been just so awesome over the last 21 years, and our team and, you know, working with you guys couldn't be a better experience. And it is, for me, in many ways, a culmination of my life's work. And it's super satisfying to be here right now. And it almost in many ways feels like the beginning or a renaissance or a new start to a new destination, one in which we can help more people and more firms achieve their goals and around growth and M&A and really broaden our reach and influence in the work that we do every day and philanthropy and, you know, playing a small part in helping people do what they do and achieve their life's work in a way that makes a big difference for them and the world in general. So I'm privileged and grateful to be here now at this time. And we will be doing everything we can in the foreseeable future to make a positive impact on this little blue marble that we live on, and look forward to the conversations that we'll have with many of you in 2023, and certainly wish you guys a very happy holidays and fruitful and prosperous 2023.
Thanks, Mike. Good stuff. With that, Mike, we'll let you do your thing.
Not just tying a ribbon on it, because we're coming into the holidays, tying a bow on it, Mike. What do you say?
I love it, Matt. Thank you so much for that. And see, this is just how it goes here every day at Revenue Rocket. It's a team effort. So with that, we will tie a bow on it, even one maybe with those little curly ends, you know, that you make with scissors and all that, make it kind of jazzy. And we will be back soon. So I encourage you all to tune in next week when we continue to talk about M&A and growth strategy for IT services companies. You can certainly learn more about our firm at revenuerocket.com. There's a whole host of resources available to you on that website. I encourage you to tune in and see what's going on, as well as continue to be an active listener of our podcast. Happy holidays. Thanks for all you do. Stay positive and happy in 2023 and beyond. Take care.